In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
We're going to talk with the head coach of those Texas A&M Aggies, Jimbo Fisher, joining us again this week here on ESPN 97.5. You're home for the Aggies. Coach, how are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
Man, we're doing great. So going there, that's certainly not easy to go. How about that to start back into the SEC? Coach, obviously you've had your life in the SEC before, but going to Alabama, it doesn't get much tougher than that to start in the SEC, does it?
No, it doesn't. I mean, they're a great team. They've established it over a long time and done a heck of a job. But, you know, you might as well start at the top and work your way down.
You know what I found out in the broadcast? You coached under Nick Saban. I didn't know that until they mentioned it 173,000 times during the broadcast that you're part of his coaching tree, which I'm only kidding because I do know that you coached under him. Is there any – even though you know what he does, is there any kind of – I mean, they just do what they do, right?
They do.
I mean, and that's what you want to get to, right? Just do what
exactly.
We do.
I mean, you do what you – good people – listen, people have to adjust to what you do. You know what I'm saying? You do what you do. You do it well. They do it with good people. They do it well coached. And they do it with an expectation of understanding how to play the game just from a psychological point as far as disposition, how to compete in certain times. And I say that – because I think we lost the game as far as having it. We're in a good opportunity. It was 21-13 with 2:07 to go in the first half, and they're on a 3rd-and-7. And I'm getting ready to call. If we get it, get call timeout. We get the ball back 2 minutes before the half, trying to go down to tie it get make it 21-16, 21-21, whatever we're going to do. And they pop a 3rd-and-7. We have a miscommunication on the coverage, and all of a sudden they pop it, break a tackle, then we have an excellent play, and then they make a tremendous play on interception. I don't think it was really a poor throw. Could have been a hair better, yes, but they're going to make a great effort, and all of a sudden it goes from 21-13 to 31-13, and that's where they understand how to play those moments, and that's what we're – not our kids don't play hard, but when they take advantage of those moments, and they do a great job of that.
I thought offensively, what was your evaluation after watching the film offensively? You did a lot of good things.
We did. We had 11 big plays in the game. We knew it. The turnover in the beginning, we got beat on a protection, which we have a guy wide open, two guys open actually, and Kellen just got to eat, tried to make do too much. We shouldn't have got beat, but we did. And the turnover, then we turn around and make a 99-yard drive to tie the game. We go 99 yards on it, backed up, tied up, they score. Then we come back and score and had an opportunity to score a touchdown on that drive and just didn't get it done and kick a field goal at 14-10. So, I mean, and constantly moving the ball. I mean, we had no problem. Should have been better on third down and two red zone execution issues. We had chances. And like I say, didn't play some of the bigger plays to keep constant pressure back on Alabama. When they could always have that little luxury of a two-score game. And once we got it to one, they got it back up there. But we just kind of learned to play those bigger moments better and learn. We had to take this game and learn from it. I mean, we really do. And not just what to do, but how to do it at critical moments of the game.
Coach, I know you're a fan of other sports because you always have different basketball references and stuff like that. When you play Alabama, there are always there's two distinct matchups that you're dealing with. There's the physical, because they are unusually physical,
yep.
And then there's the mental, because not only will they show you some different things, they also have that Mike Tyson effect where you gotta be able to hold up against the barrage. How did you think your guys did on the mental side and then on the physical side?
On the physical side, I was actually very – I mean, in other words, we didn't run the ball as well, but our quarterbacks did, and we knew we had to because they play that Oakie front. You got five guys and four gaps, and they're a two-gap team, and they're big and they're physical. But we found ways to run the ball with the quarterback, a couple runs with the back, throw some screens. And then I thought on defense, I mean, they ran the ball, but they didn't – I mean, we didn't dominate the line of scrimmage, but they didn't either. I mean, on their offensive line with our defensive line. I thought we held up against the run well. We didn't get enough pressure on the pass, and we got to play the secondary. We had a couple miscommunications to give guys just too much open ground. They're too skilled to be like that. The psychological point as far as competing and doing those things, I did not think we were bad. But like I said, understanding when to seize your moment, because we were able to have some decent field position a couple times on offense. The game is still right there, very, very attainable, and we don't get it, finish a drive. Or then we would pin them back and then give up a big play on defense at critical moments. So, I mean, I don't think we quit. I think we play hard. I think we – but just understanding when to capitalize in critical moments. And I spent a lot of time yesterday explaining that to our team and showed examples, and they got it. I mean, we weren't trying to criticize guys for making a mistake, but understanding how to play in games like that, because there's going to be 2 to 4, 5, 6 plays that really change it, and you got to understand how to make those plays and when to make them.
Jimbo Fisher with us here on ESPN 97.5. How are you changing as a coach? You talked about how Kellen can run the ball. I mean, you've had Christian Ponder, E.J. Manuel, Jameis. You've had Jamarcus. You've had Josh Booty, Craig Knoll. You got a different guy here for the most part. And how do you change what you do?
Well, I mean, you utilize his skills. And you utilize the team skills, not just his, but also how you have to move the ball as a team that features the best of what your players can do. And so you have to take a different ideas and different things and do. And believe it or not, when Christian, before he became the thrower he was the first year or two, there were some times, like we went to Miami 1 year and Christian ran for 168 yards. And we used his legs and different things in that way. And our team had to, because we had a young offensive line at that time. We don't have a young offensive line. I mean, we do, we don't. Guys have played a lot. But, you know, we utilize to create some things for them to make it better. And so, you know, you just have to take your guys you have and find ways to keep moving the ball.
Getting back just a second about the physicality, I thought I came away from that. I had an Aggie fan ask me, what'd you think of that game? And I said, you know what? I know what the score ended up being. I said, I got to be honest with you. I came away. Your guys competed on both sides from a physical standpoint.
Yes.
Which is. I mean, that's what you have to do in the SEC West. And I mean, not just on offense, where you didn't give up on the O line and all. You got to manufacture yards through play calling with some of the run stuff. But I thought defensively, you know, I this has really been impressive to me watching your defensive front physically accept the challenges that have been ahead of them. This got to make you very happy with where you are right now in terms of that front. And the tackling is so much better this year from your secondary coming up and wrapping up. I don't know if you think that, Coach, or you may not, because I know coaches are harder, but watching them the last couple years and then this year, really, really impressive from a tackling standpoint with the secondary.
Well, I think up front we've gotten better. We definitely have. I was very pleased up front in our front seven of understanding how to take air out of runs. Our backers are triggering quicker. They're getting double teams off, and our front guys are holding the point, I mean, big time. I mean, they really are. Tackling, I mean, I still think we got to grow in that regard, right. And I think we're still trying to be much more physical, no doubt. And we got to aim a little lower. Unfortunately, losing Dono again was critical, and we got to get that fixed. But in some of the missed tackles in this game, I said it was the tackling. I said it was before the tackling where I violated and stared in the backfield and give guys too much space trying to, you know, not pay attention to our keys enough. And then they get in space, but Alabama had great skill guys. I think we need to keep improving our tackling. I definitely do. But we're trying to be physical. We're trying to do the right thing. And like you say, the score was indicative. I mean, it was out there, but it wasn't like we're a lot closer than we think we are, in my opinion, once we learn the psychological part of things and learn to keep our eyes disciplined in the secondary to make sure we're looking at the right things.
All right. Arkansas really struggling, Coach. I know that's a trap because they can certainly win football games. They got enough talent over there. What have you been seeing of them on tape?
Well, I say that. I mean, they Colorado State got hot in the game and come back and beat them. And North Texas was on fire one day. I mean, just everything in the world that could happened. And North Texas, as we're seeing, is a 4-0, is a very talented football team. But then against Auburn, they turn around and the defense only gives up 220 yards. Now Auburn scored. Auburn had a fumble return to the 2 and an interception return inside the 10. Two punts that were down inside the 20 and also blocked the punt. And that created all their points. But offensively, they only had 220 yards. You know, Auburn has always has a really good offensive football team. And so defensively, I think right now they're playing really well at Arkansas. I really do. I mean, they had the one game, but other than that, they're physical, they're running, they're doing well. Offensively, they're moving the ball. They've had some turnovers. So their skill level, and Chad, you know, Chad's always been able to move the football. I've known him since he was in high school when he won championships here in the state of Texas. And then, you know, of course, going to Clemson and, of course, SMU, and he's always done that. And special teams, they gave up a couple things. But you know, like you say, they're a very dangerous football team. They haven't had the results in which they wanted it in certain times. But this team is a very good football team. It's a rivalry game going up there. So we just have to, what we have to do is go back and, you know, clean up what we didn't from this last game and control what we can control and play on all three phases like we need to.
I think the last five straight years it's been an overtime game or a last second game. So this is Coach, this is a good rivalry game up in a neutral. You like playing neutral site?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think it is. Now, anytime I hate to leave Kyle Field, I can get Kyle Field games. I love them. But, I mean, it plays amazing. But at the same time, it does train your guys for times when you go play bowl games, when you get your program to where they can play in national championship games, playoff games, you know, going to that kind of venue and just your kids experiencing the 50-50 crowd and different things, I think is always good. And to be able to go to Dallas, was it, you know, in our state, and be able to go up there and see our fans up there in that area that they can come to the game and makes it easier on them. I think it's a great venue. Of course, playing in Jerry's World, I mean, it's as nice as it is.
That's Jimbo Fisher right here on your home for the Aggies, ESPN 97.5. You can listen to that game right here. If you can't get in front of a TV, this is the place to be. Coach, we appreciate it. Thanks for hanging with us again. We'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, thank you, guys. Have a great day.
All right, there's Jimbo Fisher right here on ESPN 97.5.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.